Come sit on the bed underneath the beautiful chandelier. You can lay down or sit down. Just relax. This bed belongs to Magda, who's also the curator of this show. Like, she sleeps here inside of the White Hole for the duration of this exhibition. The result of most art exhibitions is that everybody gets sick, especially me and the curator. In this way, I feel like most art exhibitions take away way more than they give to everybody who works on them. It's such a big buildup with hours and hours of preparation, usually tons of money and focus. Only a few people will see most exhibitions, and even fewer will feel anything. And all this is happening at a huge scale while the world is burning. But I find it incredibly cute to watch how humans cannot remain healthy living inside contradictions. Not that health is really something we can access in our world today. Is it possible to make an exhibition that isn't a contradiction? Is it possible to make an exhibition that produces more health than it destroys? I made a set of exercises for me and Magda to do every day of this exhibition in the White Hole. You can do it too. I wonder if we could reverse the pattern of the White Hole and have more energy from making this exhibition. And to say no to the things that come in the future that want to turn our energy into some jerk's profit. This set of exercises is about becoming harder to fuck with. Once you're seated, I want us to make the sound of a waterfall. Waterfalls are something that we only have on Earth. They seem decorative, but they actually are some of the strongest forces on the planet. They are definitely the most valuable white noise machines on the Earth. There's a few ways you can become a waterfall. But first, I want you to take a big, deep inhale, and then when you exhale with the sound of shh. Every time you run out of air, inhale again, and as you exhale, a big long shh. Yourself like a baby in a beautiful waterfall. So you can begin now by inhaling into your stomach and then filling up your ribs and your chest. When you're all filled up, make an exhale as long and slow as possible with the sound shh. I'll do one with you. Are you still breathing in and exhaling shh? When you finish your next exhale, you can pause and come back to a normal breath. If you're a little dizzy or if your limbs are tingly, that's okay. Let's see how calm you can get. For the past year and a half, I've been thinking a lot about the relationship between care and water, how they're both natural resources that we turn into money. Care and water are, for lack of a better term, nature. Money is not nature. In the White Hole, I fear that money feels as if it is inevitable, something planetary, something we could not exist without. And maybe some of those statements are true right now. But meanwhile, water and care multiply like magic in the right conditions. What would it mean to focus on multiplying what we already have so there's enough care and water for everybody? What if we protected and loved these things more than we cared about anything else? Let's begin the second breath. This one will focus on the inhale through pursed lips. You'll suck in air through your lips, and you'll feel some cool air in your mouth. listen to the sound. You can exhale through your nose, or you could exhale with the shh sound. I'm going to ask you to breathe in and out as deeply and completely as you can, as long and slow as possible. I'll do the first one with you. So I'm going to make my lips like a kiss, pursed, and I'm going to inhale through those lips. At the end of your next breath, let all the air out. You can sit like this, empty of air, as long as that is comfortable. When you're ready, you can let some air back in and breathe normally. I noticed something about me and Magda, maybe you can relate, but it's very hard to accept money for what we do. It's as if money has been cursed, and maybe we don't want our work to be cursed. Something in both of us, separately and together, turns away from it, fears it. We work together for our job at the Hologram, and we both have trouble sending in the invoice, but in different ways. This next set of breaths is going to remove our fear and respect for money and increase an awareness that we will not become contaminated by it, nor by an artificial sense of luxury or comfort while the world is burning. We will accept money as a form of survival and economic self-defense, and we will use it as a gift when we can. We will use money to take care of ourselves and anyone else we can help. It's okay to allow money to come towards us because it will not control us. We trust ourselves to use it to support people who need it so we can plan the revolution with them. Take your next inhale through your nose until your belly and chest are completely full. When you exhale, you're going to make a he sound. You may need to smile to make this sound. See how slow and long your exhale can go, and if you can slowly extend it while continuing to make the white noise. I'll do the first one with you. I'm inhaling into my stomach, filling up my ribs and my chest. Okay, let's finish that breath. You can stop smiling now, but you don't have to. We'll begin our last breath in just a minute. For now, sit quietly and let the feeling of a sparkling waterfall cover you as your nervous system resets. Let all the tingles and twitches run over your skin like cold water. You are, after all, mostly made of water. But you're also mostly made of care. Humans do not survive without care. Care can be a type of work. But what would it take for care to produce energy? What kind of conditions would be necessary for care not to feel like something that is extractive or expensive, but something that feels more like a waterfall? a waterfall that has not been contaminated or privatized, or that is running out of water? What kinds of conditions would it take for you to live in a world where the people who give the most care are so cared for that the care they give comes out of a surplus? It would mean that every person would have to do care work. It would mean that the people who do the most care work in the world, which is always predominantly done by feminized, racialized people, would now be done by others too. And the care workers of today get to do the care they want to do, but not with coercive financial pressure or with a question of survival. Imagine living in a world where all caregivers were truly cared for. Would there be rich people? What if care was the currency and life was the goal of our economy? Make it rain. For this last breath, let's inhale through our nose and exhale through a wide open mouth, making an ah sound. See how big you can make your mouth while keeping your body relaxed. See if you can exhale until you're completely empty. For the last breath, let's inhale through our nose and exhale through our wide open mouth, making an ah sound. See how big you can make your mouth while keeping your body relaxed. I'm going to do the first one with you. So inhale through your nose, fill up your stomach, your ribs, and your chest. And when you're all the way full, we're going to exhale. When you finish your last breath, you may feel very dizzy. You may have a lot of energy. Please find a place to sit where you can look out the window.